This episode of the Nerd Up Podcast made possible in part by Eagle Theater. Visit them online at eagletheater.net. And by Classic Hits WTYE. Listen online at WTYEFM.com and made possible by proud supporters just like you.
Now, come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up, y'all.
N-E-R-D up. N-E-R-D up.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod host, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd up.
Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Guilty Wilson.
I'm Captain Radio, a.k.a. Tony Collins.
The other host.
The other host.
The other.
Ooh, I've elevated to host status now.
Yeah, you're the
okay.
Other host.
I'm no longer the Robin to your Batman or the or the Alfred to your... I started out at Alfred to your Batman.
Yeah, and then you went
and
up...
And then I graduated to Robin to your Batman.
Now you're more of a Nightwing.
Now I'm more of a Nightwing.
Yeah,
all right,
kind of broke
cool.
free.
And... All right. Doing my own thing now.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty
I've
much.
Gone rogue.
And we hate that rogue. Oh, no, wait. Actually, I like her powers. I like to be able to suck everybody else's powers. Oh, well, anyway, never mind.
I'm just...
Were we going somewhere with that?
No, I don't think so. And I think it's probably best if we just leave that right there and move on.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do that. Let's actually... We're going to just kind of much praise Marvel today.
You know? I was going to say. Yeah, you know, we sat down and we said, well, what do we want to talk about? And I started listing everything that we should talk about. And it turns out a huge chunk of it is Marvel-related.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they're the ones doing stuff right now, I guess.
With the What If series on Disney Plus mm-hmm. and Shang-Chi and the movie theaters. And, you know, they're dropping trailers for...
Yeah, they are.
Everything we love, including, and we've talked about this in the past, The Eternals is a project that neither of us were necessarily, I mean, we were on board, we were going to go see it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because it was a Marvel movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't anything that either of us were all that wowed about.
Right.
Until the most recent trailers have dropped, and now I'm thinking, well, now I have to see it.
Yeah.
Even my wife said,
oh.
I think I really want to see that one.
Oh, okay.
Like, all right, well, very cool.
Was it Angelina Jolie? That's what did it for me.
Yeah, that's probably not what did it for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm shocked because Dwayne Johnson isn't in it. And usually, you know, that's what gets her on board for some of this stuff. So
I don't know if I can see him as an Eternal. I don't know. But yeah, you know what? That's the one thing. The latest trailer they did drop, it actually placed them. The previous trailer is like, oh, Eternals, okay, it's a comic book, yeah. This one actually places them in the MCU. So
right,
like, that's what made it more.
Yeah, it gives you a very specific idea of where this falls in the timeline.
Yeah.
This is post snap of bringing everybody back.
Yeah.
So this is and apparently that is what caused whatever is about to unfold in the Eternals movie.
And I wonder how they're going to tie that in with now I see how they're tying the Eternals in with the MCU, but how are they going to tie what they're doing into the MCU? And will it be a big thing coming for this next phase?
Well, and that's the thing. I think, you know, all bets are off at this point.
Yeah.
Loki already broke the MCU.
Pretty much.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is likely to break it even further.
Yeah.
The What If series has all kind of set us up who are watching it for anything's possible. So the Eternals can do pretty much whatever they want. And I suspect that maybe the Eternals will be how we get mutants into the MCU as a byproduct of the emergence. Because in the trailer, Selma Hayek's character references that the snap to bring everybody back created a large enough power something to trigger the emergence.
And what is the emergence?
I have no idea what the hell the emergence is. I don't know if that's the emergence of the deviants or if the mutants will be part of the deviants that emerge.
It's all up in the air. And that's the cool thing about it is like we know where they sit. Let's find out how the rest of the Marvel Universe is going to react. I can't wait for that movie to come out now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's actually funny because that, like I said, when we first saw it, I was like, yeah, we're going to go see it. It's a Marvel movie. But
sure.
I don't know where they sit. You know, it's like, it's kind of like back in the day whenever they just have, oh, here's Spider-Man. Oh, by the way, we did Blade. You know, it's like, okay, but are they related?
Right.
Not really at the time. Now it's like, okay, we saw this. Oh, they're going to be part of the MCU. Okay, I see how this is going
to
go now.
Well, and thanks to Disney's acquisition of everything we love, and they are now really deep diving into this multiverse, everything that you just mentioned becomes canon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I am kind of over the moon at the idea of Wesley Snipes' blade bumping into, at some point, Mahershala Ali's blade.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that's been cast to play Blade moving forward in the MCU.
Right.
There could absolutely be a crossover. If Wesley Snipes needs to settle up some IRS debt, he may agree to put the fangs back on.
And say, hey, remember me?
Right. I saw somebody talk about, how did we land in a world where Ryan Reynolds is part of the MCU not once, not twice, not three times, but four times now? And I started to do the math. I'm going, well, wait a minute. So we have the Deadpool sitting next to Korg, watching the trailer for, that's Ryan Reynolds. There's Deadpool in the MCU.
Okay.
Then Ryan Reynolds played Green Lantern. So
That's DC.
But in the Deadpool movie,
yeah, I know,
he went back and killed. So we got that Wade Wilson from the X-Men Wolverine movie.
Yeah, okay.
That's Ryan Reynolds in the MCU.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Technically now. He was in Blade Trinity. He was in the third Blade movie as a character, which Blade's part of the Marvel universe, so that puts him squarely in the Marvel universe.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about him being in Blade 3.
And then Deadpool went back and killed Ryan Reynolds before he did the Green Lantern movie.
Which was good.
So that put Ryan Reynolds in.
Holy cow, that's
Ryan
a big
Reynolds
twist.
May be the most ensconced star in the MCU.
It was Stan Lee. Now it's Ryan Reynolds.
That's right. Ryan Reynolds is going to be the thing that pulls the MCU together now.
Interesting. I like the idea. I love Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and pretty much anything else he's done, too. So.
Well, see, that's the problem. It doesn't matter what I've seen him do now.
Mm-hmm.
He is Wade Wilson.
Yeah, right?
Like, I hear not too long ago, he was in a sitcom for a while called Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I went, that's just Wade Wilson when he was in college.
That's what I thought about, what's that,
Van Wilder?
Van Wilder, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, that's him in college for sure. That's definitely Deadpool going at it.
So.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Hey, let him be. I'd love that. He's a fun guy. Free Guy, the movie Free Guy. They brought in Captain America in that, so, you know, why not? And just the fact that he's always being nice to Marvel anyway.
Does Free Guy now, does that place Ryan Reynolds in not only the Marvel universe, but the Star Wars universe?
It really almost does, with the lightsaber
because
and all.
Because he pulled the lightsaber in that
And they
scene.
Had the march song.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
He's part of Star Wars now, too.
Oh, man. He just really... Well, you know what? That's the thing. Right now, there's a big hullabaloo about Amazon buying MGM properties, you know, so they can have exclusive rights to stream MGM. I don't see what the big deal is. Disney owns everything else.
Right. No. I mean, it's
might
it's
as well give someone else some piece of the pie.
No. Yeah. The Mouse House should have some competition.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's only a matter of time before Disney buys Amazon and owns it all anyway. So
then we'll really be in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't want the Mouse owning everything. I just like the fact that they can distribute it pretty well.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I like about Disney Plus is they're distributing all this Marvel properties so I can enjoy it.
Well, and the thing I like about Disney Plus, and we've talked about it with Falcon and Winter Soldier, with WandaVision, and now with the What If show, they're really doing this very well. It's a lot of fun, and they have enough of the original actors for the What If series. They have enough of the original actors coming in to do the voiceover for the characters, and the ones that don't come back, they have incredible sound-alikes.
Yeah.
So you're never taken out of it going, wait, that's not what Peter Parker sounds like.
Right.
Because the kid they have voicing Peter Parker, if it's not Tom Holland, it sounds an awful lot like Tom Holland.
So that was the deal. Watching that, I'm like, oh, wow, they got Tom Holland to come back for this. Because I knew a couple did not.
Right.
Like Chris Evans did not. But the guy sounded like him. But I said, oh, they got Tom Holland for this. And I saw the credits. I'm like, that was not Tom Holland? What?
Yeah.
You guys are tricking me. And so, but it worked. It was beautiful, and it works, and it's... And look at the latest episode of first of all, one of the things before we talk about we have Disney owning all the Marvel properties, releasing them, and they're all fun. They're all comic booky. You know, you're like, oh, it's just like sitting with a few comic books. You know, and now they've got now it's like a beautiful thing. You want to go, and there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of jokes in there. Even the like Captain America Winter Soldier, which was one of the most serious ones. It had jokes in there.
Right.
And comic books have jokes in them. And I can now look back at my kids, you know, and say, hey, I remember the day when comic book movies were dark and they had to wear leather.
Yeah.
No spandex. So now they're back to comic books. And with this latest What If series, I mean, especially the latest episode, they can explore dark or light, like Thanos is a good guy or Doctor Strange. Changing time.
Yeah. Doctor Strange destroying his entire universe.
Yeah. Or zombies. Yeah.
Now, the big speculation that I've seen all over the interwebs right now is whether when we originally got the idea for this, when we saw the What If, mm-hmm. we assumed it was going to be an anthology series. And each of these was going to be just kind of a standalone story. Yeah. Isn't this fun? But now as they've begun to unfold, I'm not entirely sure that it's going to be at that type of series.
Yeah.
You know, now whether it has implications within the greater MCU remains to be seen.
Right.
But it seems to me like the episodes are building to something.
It does seem like that. Like it does.
As different universes as the episodes are, mm-hmm. they all still kind of feel connected. You know, the one that I think... for me, that kind of brings it together is whatever the big squid monster is that keeps kind of reappearing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Captain Carter shoved it back into the portal, mm-hmm. and then Doctor Strange lopped off some tentacles and uh-huh. absorbed. And then you watch that, and then that you watch Shang-Chi.
Yes.
And there's a big, strange, sort of unseen tentacle monster. The background.
Maybe they're building towards a really cool hentai movie.
It could be. Could be.
Lots of tentacle sex. And,
yeah. My son just keeps screaming Cthulhu.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Does Disney own Cthulhu?
Hey, well, what's his name? Jonathan, the guy that played Kang in uh-huh. Loki? He was in Lovecraft Country,
yeah,
so...
Exactly. Oh, my God. It's all connected.
It could be. I don't know. But, And in the latest episode of What If, the Killmonger saving Tony Stark, I was like, it was so dark and deceiving, and it's at the same time, it's like, you know, that could have been.
And it reminded me why I absolutely loved Michael B. Jordan in that role and hated to, in theory, see him die at the end of Black Panther. We don't ever actually see him die, and he's in Wakanda. Does anybody ever actually die in Wakanda?
Yeah.
So... But just a phenomenal character. And the fact that they got Michael B. Jordan back to voice that character.
Yep.
And so you got to see sort of the same path as we saw in the Black Panther movie as far as his story arc goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And him essentially taking over Wakanda.
Yep.
And this one, he did the same thing, just in a much different way.
Yeah, and it seemed like an easier way for him to take over, too. It's like, well, I got no Black Panther to contend with. Now I'm going to be the Black Panther.
Right.
So, yeah, and plus the fact that he schemed all the way around Tony Stark. You know, Tony Stark, you're not supposed to be able to scheme around.
Right.
It's like, whoa, he got you. Sorry, you died.
Well, I got it. I enjoyed
the spoilers.
I enjoyed the Tony Stark that we saw in that in that episode.
Yeah.
Because the Tony Stark that we all came to know, and I Love You 3000 Tony Stark, was the Tony Stark that had to go through what he went through
to be
in
that.
The cave.
Yep.
You know, building the suit out of a box of scraps. You know, he had to go through that in order to evolve into the good guy that he ultimately became.
Yeah.
But in this episode, Tony Stark's kind of a schmarmy douchebag from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, like he was. There's nothing to change him. So, yeah, he's like, yeah, what I'm doing's right. I'm going to keep doing it.
And it was subtle, but I thought they also played real close to the fact that Tony Stark's always been kind of an alcoholic in the comics.
Yeah.
And in this episode, you never saw him without a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Which in the MCU is something that you actually rarely saw after his turn into
a
good guy.
Yep, exactly. There was a strong alcoholism problem, and then he became a good guy. And okay. I mean, there were hints once in a while. In fact, I even think they did it in one of the Avengers movies. I can't remember. I can't remember. Anyway, where he actually almost like. Oh, I need a drink now.
Yeah.
Type of feeling. But, yeah, and, like, that was always behind him, and this one, he stayed that way because there's no reason for him to change.
Yeah,
because
he never went through that life-altering experience that changed who he was.
A little subtle there.
Yeah, a little subtlety there.
I like that.
And that's, I think a lot of these Marvel properties work on those levels. There is the, ooh, this is an obvious kind of thing, and this is a little more subtle, and this is a little more nuanced.
Yeah,
and you see some layers. Of those things. Layers.
They're like an onion, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like Shrek. They have layers.
I can see it. But, yeah, you know, and that's the one thing with the animated and, well, just any of the shows they're doing on Disney Plus, the series, the episodic series, they're just treating that with, like, I mean, like, this is, I don't know, like, this is precious property, you know?
Right.
We're treating this with really, you know, kid gloves and, like, we want it to go out there, but at the same time, we know what the fans want.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, we got you covered. And they do, and they bring it to us all the time. So,
And I have a feeling by the end of the What If, I think Watu the Watcher is going to become much more involved, and he's not supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
by the end of the series, I think by the end of this run, that's going to happen. And I think that's perhaps what they're building to is he's going to have to get involved in order to eliminate some sort of paradox creating threat. So
we'll see about that. We'll see. I don't know. I'm hoping it's like, because, you know, there's a whole bunch of Watchers.
Right.
And I'm hoping that this guy is like, I don't know. I don't want him to actually interfere, but at the same time, because it's like, it's too much like for the reasons I don't like Superman. Because every one of his powers, well, he's an alien, that's why. You know, it's like, there's no real explanation. Well, he's a Watcher, that's why he can fix it. But I hope they don't go that route. But at the same time, if he's a Rogue Watcher, that'd be cool.
That could be kind of fun.
I'm a Rogue Watcher whenever X-Men old ones come on with... Oh, did I mention that again?
I was trying
to get away from there.
Yeah. Now, are you talking X-Men animated Rogue, or are you talking live action Rogue?
Live action.
She was cute.
She was cute.
She was real cute.
And I just loved whenever she just would touch people and just suck their souls right out of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like marriage, you know? Do you take the... Yes. So, all right. Now, the next one coming out is Venom, which is not a Marvel Universe yet.
Yeah. Ish.
But it could be.
It is one of those... Marvel adjacent,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, and my theory is like you can't have Venom without Spider-Man or Carnage, but they're having both, and apparently, well, they're going to do Morbius without Spider-Man.
Well,
so.
and I hear the rumor mill because they've done screenings of Venom already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And apparently there is a post-credit scene.
Oh.
That will make, as I understand it, will make you very, very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
okay.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man, apparently in this post-credit scene, allegedly, comes face-to-face with Venom.
Okay.
You know, we'll see how that, and Andy Serkis, who directed this Venom, references the fact that Venom and Spider-Man will be together in a future Marvel-Sony project.
Well, isn't there, now, there's a poster, is it the Venom trailer? I think it is the Venom trailer. There's a poster where it says "Murderer" spray painted over Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's in the
Morbius. That's
Morbius
right. Morbius.
Trailer.
That's right.
And it's the Tobey Maguire.
Is that right?
Spider-Man. Yeah, that's one of the things that had people kind of tweaked out is that it is being, you know, it's coming out now, but the Spider-Man that they featured was the Tobey Maguire, and
it's confusing.
Internet started to break itself.
Especially because you can make a theory work with anything, and if they say it's Tobey Maguire, they can make it work.
Well, and I've seen recent interviews with Andrew Garfield, who said he's trying to manage expectations because he still swears he is not in this Spider-Man movie coming up.
Yeah,
he's not,
And
it bothers him that people believe that he is. Now, whether he's just doing a hella good job of PR management, you know, because Sony has said, don't tell people that you're going to be in this
Don't
thing.
Be a Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one of the things that with the fact that he's avidly denying it, that creates the conspiracy that, oh, if you're denying it so much, you know, like Shakespeare said, methinks thou dost protest too much. And so, yeah, maybe he is.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I don't know, you know. But if not.
You suppose Tobey Maguire somewhere going, well, why the hell isn't anybody asking me about it?
Yeah.
What makes him so special? Because Tobey Maguire is not confirmed to be in it.
Right.
Now, you know, we did get the confirmation that Doc Ock is going to be in it.
Yeah.
We got confirmation that Electro is going to be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got sort of confirmation that Green Goblin is going to be in it.
Yeah,
we certainly saw
the pumpkin bomb,
the pumpkin bomb,
the laugh.
And the laugh, and so we assume that's Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin, but who knows?
No, wait a minute. Michael Keaton, Adrian Toomes, the Vulture, he appeared in a recent, was either, I think it might have been the Venom trailer, where he's at the end and he's the parts guy.
Was he in the Venom trailer?
I don't know. There's one recently.
I know he was in the post-credit scene of the Venom movie.
That might be it.
He was in the post because Scorpion.
Yes.
The Scorpion was in prison and bumps into the Vulture.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of
kind of
a backdoor tied Tom Holland's Spider-Man into the Venom universe.
So. Yeah, so it's like, well, okay, we can see where they can. They've left themselves open to do
right.
So. So, all right, well, and that's one thing, by the way. My son invited me to go Champagne to go see the movie with him, to go see Shang-Chi. And I'm like, I don't want to drive. I mean, that's a three-hour trip for those who don't know. It's a three-hour trip from where we are right now.
Right.
And I was like, I don't want to go there. And I'm like, I can see it in my own theater here in Robinson at the Eagle Theater. I can go there. And he says, well, all his friends were going. All his college buddies are all going to – there's some up there in Springfield or in Champaign. And there's some there in Charleston with him. They were all going to kind of do caravan. He wanted to take me along. I'm like, no. He goes, well, I was going to go see it on Friday night. I'm like, well, that's definitely out. I work.
Right.
And then I went and saw it on a Saturday, and he got mad at me because I went and saw it without him. Well, now I got a text from him the other day. He goes, look, since you went and saw Shang-Chi without me, you're going to have to wait for Venom. I'm like, oh, no, because I don't know when he comes back from home from college. He doesn't have a schedule.
Right.
Now, how long will I have to wait?
Yeah, no kidding. And I'm not even sure. I don't remember when Venom comes out. Either.
October 1st or 2nd, somewhere around the beginning of October.
Like
so real
I
soon.
Mean, we're talking like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, when it comes out, I'm going to give him 2 days. No, I'll do three. I'll do our spoiler rule.
Yeah, and you
three
tell
days.
Him, as he's fond of quoting to you, that sounds like an issue, not an
it's
ish-me.
Yeah. Like, I can go see it right now.
That's
you
right.
We'll have to wait.
Just, you and I had to go see it, you know, for the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was.
It was business.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see. We'll see if I hold out. Or I could just go see it and not tell him.
That's
of course,
right.
That'd be the bad part, is when we do go together to see it, I'll be, oh, watch this. How do you know?
Or, heaven forbid, it sucks, and you have to sit there the whole time going,
again.
Oh, dear God.
Not this scene again.
Not this.
Oh, no, I guess.
Some more nerdy stuff that has me very excited. You know, they had Star Trek Day.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And they dropped a bunch of new trailers and information for upcoming Star Trek properties. The next season of Picard.
Yep.
Which looks awesome. And
that's important.
Now, it doesn't drop until 2022 or something like that, which I'm hoping means January or February.
It'll be April.
Because if
May.
I have to wait until December of 2022... I'm going to be pissed.
You're going to, yeah. And then they also dropped the trailer for the new, or well, kind of, the new series, the one about Pike.
Yeah.
Captain Pike and his crew, which is going to be good.
Star Trek.
Voyages? No.
No.
It's funny titled, too.
Yeah, I can't remember. But
I'm
drawing a blank right now.
But they've got so many, they're bringing back.
I keep wanting to call it Star Trek to Boldly Go, but that's not it.
Might be.
Strange New Voyages?
Something like I. You know what? If I had a computer in front of me, I'd look it up. But,
yeah, no kidding.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's busy recording. But, they're bringing back some beloved characters, although they're recasting him. I mean, they're going to have Uhura. They're going to have Nurse Chapel. They're going to have his number one. And they're also going to have, which was originally played by Majel Barrett, by the way, Majel Barrett Roddenberry. And then they're also going to bring back Spock. And plus, of course, you know, Captain Pike. So it's like, this is something that all the fans will be able to just go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's called Star Trek Strange New World.
That's it. That's
I knew it. I knew it was very Star Trek related, but I couldn't. But Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Yeah, and when we watched the cast reveal, I was so excited. I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved, and that's why Pike is getting a spinoff series, because he was part of the third season of Discovery.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, this is the series we want.
Yeah.
You know.
Not Discovery.
Screw Discovery. We want, because it is hard to have a Star Trek series when you don't have the Enterprise.
I mean,
Deep Space Nine did it. Voyager did it. I get that it's been done before.
Yeah. But it's not the same.
Man. And then when Pike showed up and it was the Enterprise. And it was Rebecca Romijn plays number one, which is just spectacular.
And she's not painted blue.
And she's not painted blue. and there's no morphing or anything like that. I like the guy they have cast as Spock.
He was really good.
Is enough Leonard Nimoy, enough Zachary Quinto combined. I buy it. And the rest of the crew, or the rest of the cast, I think looks very strong.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they made him shave his beard. Spock.
Yeah.
Because I hated that look on him. Yeah. I was like, that's not Vulcan looking at all.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the only thing I had about him. Other than that, acting-wise and pulling out the character, okay, but that beard just bothered me.
Yeah.
Spock didn't have a beard. So now he doesn't. Now we're good.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here, speaking of sci-fi world, yeah, Star Trek, they got like a whole bunch of stuff. Of course, now, by the way, real before I do change the subject, you're watching Lower Decks, right?
Sure.
And now, I saw it as promoted as a teen comedy thing, but I'm loving it.
Well, and my mom was over and she caught part of an episode. And she goes, "What is that?" Because she is Star Trekkie. Uh-huh. She has watched Next Generation, so she recognized it as a Star Trek thing.
Yeah,
and she recognized it as being set in the Next Generation universe.
Yeah.
But she asked what this was, and I said, "Well, it's Star Trek meets Rick and Morty."
Yeah,
and that's really what it is. I think the Rick and Morty comedy.
Yeah.
And I think to an extent the animation style
is a little reminiscent
of Rick and Morty. But I love it because it's set squarely in, for me, the Star Trek universe.
Yeah.
The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine. You know, they reference stuff. Jonathan Frakes has been actually he's directed a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
He's voiced Commander Riker. Just hilarious.
Total badass Commander Riker.
Yeah,
too.
And they did like one whole running gag through one of the episodes where they just talked about how often Commander Riker polished his horn.
Yeah.
And every time they said polish his horn or polish his.
The 13-year-old broke out.
Did he play tuba? Did he play? What the hell did he play?
It was trombone.
Trombone. That's
thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They talk about him polishing his trombone.
And, yeah.
The 13-year-old in me goes,
polishing his trombone. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing with that series. It's like, I don't know. If you're a fan and you're watching it, you got to be a fan of Next Generation for sure. And you'll get some of the inside jokes, and even they've even thrown in some original Star Trek gags.
Oh, yeah, they reference Kirk and they reference Spock. And,
well,
you know,
yeah, I mean they carved their initials in the same thing. That was awesome. Oh,
well, and
Will Wheaton tweeted a picture of that of the Kirk Spock, and he says this brings back feels.
Well, they did the one episode where one of the main characters was a collector of the Voyager commemorative plates.
Yes.
And he's running around with a Tom Paris plate the whole episode.
And that's what defends him from everything, too. I love that aspect of it. And my stepmother had those Star Trek plates.
Really?
Yeah.
Had the commemorative plates?
Yeah, she had she started the Next Generation. Or no, she had the original series. And then she started the Next Generation, and that's when I moved out of the house, and I was like, okay. And there was one time I made her so mad at me because we were getting ready for dinner, and I got all her plates out and washed them, and I said, okay, we're going to eat one of these. She goes, no! It was a slow motion thing.
Yeah.
She limped across the table, and I was like, oh, okay. They're plates.
All right, these are just for show. Got it.
So, all right, well, let me go back to changing the subject here, sort of, or staying in the sci-fi realm. But Dune is getting ready to be released in the United States. It's already been released in other parts of the world, and people are showing these pictures or pictures of their ticket stubs and saying, "Haha, I'm seeing Dune before you." I'm like, "Yeah, but your ticket stub's written in a foreign language. I wouldn't be able to understand it anymore."
Right.
So it's like, are they watching subtitled? Or? But it's getting ready to be released, I think, September 23rd, I think, 22nd, 23rd. And I can't wait to watch it. I'm going to go see it on the big screen because it's Dune. It has to be a big screen. It's apparently going to be released on HBO Max at the same time. But like I said, I'm going to the theater. Watch it. I would love to go see it on IMAX. They're showing IMAX versions of this. And Dune has been one of my all-time favorite sci-fis ever in my life. And a lot of people, Frank Herbert wrote Dune and Star Wars stole from him. They did. I mean, if you read Dune.
There is a huge number of sci-fi properties that certainly have taken inspiration.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
We'll call it inspiration from Dune.
Yeah,
for sure.
Big time. And even Star Trek, even Lower Decks made a reference to one of the Dune projects. I can't remember which one it was, but yeah, so it's like you hear it everywhere. It's a staple in sci-fi. And, I mean, the whole idea of the spice allows people to fold space rather than, you know, warp speed and stuff like this. It's really cool idea. And the fact that it's Frank Herbert developed his own religion around this whole world of Dune. The Duneverse, as I used to call it. Still do, I guess. Then after he died, he wrote like 4 books in the series. I think 4, maybe 5. And then his son, Brian Herbert. James Herbert and his son, friend Brian Anderson, there we go, Kevin Anderson, I'm gonna have to edit this, I think. Okay, so Brian Herbert, the son of Frank Herbert, teamed up with Kevin Anderson, who is a sci-fi writer all on his own. I mean, he wrote some Star Wars sci-fi books that were just phenomenal. He wrote Thrawn, the book on Thrawn that everybody loves. Anyway, so they've teamed up and they wrote some prequels based on information that Frank Herbert left when he died, and they'd kind of like half-written stories. They kind of filled them in. Well, then they went and wrote some sequels too. People that are fans of Frank Herbert Dune, they don't like these. They think they're childish and they think it's money grubbing or whatever.
Right.
And they're really good because I thought they stayed within the canon of that universe. And sure, they told the story of what happened before, because in the Dune universe, there's no computers. Because thinking machines are outlawed because of what happened before. And they just say, well, what happened before? Well, Brian Herbert wrote those stories and said, here's what happened before about the machine wars. Machines got too smart for us. So it's like, now you know why. Well, so I get that. Now I want to see those in a movie form. But Dune's coming out now. I'm going to see that first.
Well, see, and I think maybe HBO Max would be well served. They've got Dune, drop it in theaters, but do the prequel as an HBO original series.
Yeah, they could.
That would be awesome.
Well, see, the problem is there's like 6 books in the prequel, so it'd be a long series.
And it could be.
Well, I mean, heck, it's going to take, well, this first, the movie Dune, it's part one of the first book of Dune. The second part's going to come out years from now. And
really?
I'm like, oh, they better come out with it soon, because you can't just leave me hanging. And basically... the Atreides, they come to the spice planet Dune to take over as a punishment. They don't know it's a punishment because it's a really rich planet because the spice rules everything. And so in the movie, this one, I don't know where they're going to stop it, but there's a point where he meets the Freemen, which are the people that live on Dune that, you know, have the blue on blue eyes because of the spice. And then they take over the planet. So it's like, are they going to do it right when he gets there? And if so, that's a horrible cliffhanger because... Well, now is when the action starts, because the rest is kind of boring.
Well, and I could be way off in my thinking here, but it feels to me like you know, we talked about other properties that have kind of been inspired. The Riddick franchise seems very, very Dune-esque.
It could be.
You know, I mean, just some of the visuals that I think that, you know, my fear is that there's going to be a younger generation of people who go see Dune, this new iteration, and go, God, this is just such a ripoff of Star Wars.
I know, right?
and you know, those of us who've been around a hot minute are going to go, well, wait a damn minute. No, it's not.
Yeah, this came out, you know. This book was out long before Star Wars ever even thought of being born.
Right, yeah.
And in fact,
this
know,
is what George Lucas read.
Yeah, exactly.
That inspired Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know.
And then the thing about it, the 1984 David Lynch movie of Dune was, I mean, I loved that when it came out. And now you can get like a six-hour version of that. Weird. But anyway, but it already it was 2 hours, and it drew out like lots of time out of your soul.
Right.
But it was cool. It had like, all the favorite David Lynch characters. It had Kyle MacLachlan and had several other people you saw in Twin Peaks were in that. The guy that played Stilgar in that was also in Twin Peaks. And just a whole bunch of people. One of the Baron's lackeys. Anyway, he was also in Twin Peaks. But so you see the regular actor. But the original series had Patrick Stewart as well. And
a hairy Patrick Stewart.
A sort of
hairy Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. He had hair that was long on top of his bald, or below his bald.
He had Hulk Hogan's do.
That's it. Yeah. And so it was, you know, and some great casting, great show. I loved the show, but a lot of Dune fans don't. And I think the problem is people are trying to stick too hard to the book. Now, here's the other aspect that people are already not liking about this new Dune. In the original Dune book, he wrote it from the perspective of Muslim and Islam and the religions in that area in the Middle East at the time, and still are anyway. And he Paul Atreides goes on a jihad. Well, they're calling it a crusade in this movie, which technically it's the same terms.
Right,
just one's Christian and one's Muslim.
Right,
and I think. I mean, I don't understand why they changed it, because there's no need to, unless they're trying to appeal to Christian audiences. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the highest population of religion is a Muslim religion. Why didn't they just stick with that?
Well,
because it's worldwide.
And maybe they did it. You know, it's one of those where, you know, it has to appeal to an international market, because, mm-hmm. you know, the international market is where a huge chunk of movie studios make their money.
Yeah.
You know. The U.S., I still think, is the number one market for movies, but then, like, overseas, you know.
And that's what like confuses me. Why'd they release it overseas first?
The Chinese, is it the Chinese market that is, like,
close second to the U.S.?
I suppose you got to keep it maybe... The bean counters thought if we call it a jihad, that's going to sound offensive to other parts of the world. But if we call it a crusade, it's okay because everybody hates Christians anyway. You know,
maybe
it's how some of that weird.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but it's still going to be good. They got great casting. They got
holy moly.
The girl that plays Mary Jane is going to be in there.
Yeah, I mean that's while you were talking about it, I was looking up. I remember
Zendaya.
Watching the trailer, and I'm going. Good grief. You know,
Aquaman's in it.
Yeah, Jason Momoa's in it. Dave Bautista's in it.
Yep.
Josh Brolin is in it. You know, you talk about...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You talk about some solid Marvel bona fides there.
We got Thanos in there.
We got Thanos. We've got Drax.
Yeah, and then, they got Aquaman.
And Aquaman's in it. So, and the guy who played... Dr. Silva, Skarsgård. Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Skarsgård.
Yeah, I get them mixed up. The other, the family. That's an acting family.
Yeah.
But yeah,
the father of the Skarsgård.
The one who was in Thor. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, the one who was in Thor. He's in there too.
I'm pretty sure it's Stellan.
So it's like they have half the Marvel universe.
Right, yeah, they do.
In this movie, Marvel and DC universe.
And they threw some DC in to be safe.
Yeah,
and so,
just to cover their bases.
But I have yet to see the worm in any of the the trailers. And that's what I want. I want to see. You know, the Shahalud. I want to see this thing. I want to see what they're going to do with it, because that's like the major part of the movie. Because these worms, you know, they'll if you walk with rhythm, they'll come to you. That's you ever see the video with Christopher Walken where he does it's a Fatboy Slim song.
Yes.
And he goes, walk without rhythm, won't attract the worm. Well, I like the rhythm part. I want to attract the worm.
There you go.
I want to see the worm. I am walking with rhythm all the time. So, but no, still haven't seen a worm. And for my luck, it'd be the Kevin Bacon worm, the Tremors.
Yeah, no kidding. It'd be the Tremor worm.
Like, dang it, I wanted the big one. Wait, isn't that what they all say?
And I think Bob even borrowed from Dune. Because there's a SpongeBob, the giant bullworm or whatever.
Yeah. That's right. And then you can go back to Beetlejuice.
Uh-huh.
The sandworms.
Yeah.
They called them sandworms. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's officially Shai-Halud, by the way. Shai-Halud.
I was impressed when you just said that, as if, you know.
Well, I've read all the books. I love it. Yeah, there's one. Oh, by the way, one of the books, The God Emperor of Dune, it's based on Paul Atreides. One of his ancestors or descendants, maybe it's him. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, they live forever with the spice. But anyway, he becomes half man, half worm, half sandworm, and it's like weird, but it works in the book. So
yeah.
They make it work, but it's still
just
like,
what? Well,
that's the
thing, you know, all of us who are diehard fans of any property,
mm-hmm.
there are things that you can do when you are doing animation mm-hmm. that you can't do when you do live action.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
are things that you can do in a comic book
yeah.
that you can't do when you do live action, which is why the early comic book movies, we can't have Wolverine in a bright yellow and blue spandex suit, so we slap him in black leather.
Why not?
You know?
Yeah.
Now, I love that we have reached a point in comic book movies where they go, no, Thor looks like Thor from the comics.
That's right.
Iron Man looks like Iron Man, and you
and
guys
Deadpool's
are just gonna,
Deadpool.
Yeah, you guys want it? Here you go.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think someone did an attempt to have that God Emperor Dune look with the recent VMA Awards. Some singer, she comes out, and she's like in this hooded thing, and only her face is sticking out. It's all over the internet, and I can't remember her name because I don't care. but it's like just her head, her face sticking out of this big hooded thing. And it's like God Emperor of Dune. She's Shai-Halud.
There
right.
you go.
So, but yeah, she was too colorful though. Never mind. But again, I just don't care anyway. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dune is one of them. I can't wait to come. That's coming out. Of course, the Eternals. Venom,
Spider-Man,
you know, Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
it's like we got a whole bunch of stuff coming up.
Well, and it feels like there's a lot of payoff mm-hmm. in the future for things that are mm-hmm. being set up now.
Yeah,
you know, I can't wait to see what I can't, you know, once Loki kind of broke the MCU as it were. The sacred timeline,
yeah.
And now you've got stuff just splintering off all over the place. I can't wait to see how they start to pay some of that off.
I heard someone refer to what Loki did to the universe, the Marvel universe. You take a sea anemone, and they're the ocean. Normally, you know, it's just like a little ball thing and just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, when something comes by and it wants to eat. Whoosh, it just breaks, and there's like several tentacles sticking out.
Yeah.
That's the way they compared Loki. We had this one time, like now we have 50,000 of them sticking out, all these little fingers, or something like that.
Well, I'm curious to see if Marvel will, over this next phase, try to snip all of these timelines and together, or if now Marvel just goes, nope, the universe is broken now. Yeah. We can do whatever the hell we want.
And I think they should stick with that.
Yeah.
I like that idea. It's like, yeah, you can still have your main timeline, but every once in a while branch off. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this happened somewhere else real quick.
Right.
You know, or alongside, or, right. or depending on how they
happened
break the timeline.
My son and I, Logan, got into a heated discussion the other day as we line logic and I referenced the What If series, and he's like, well, you can't consider the What If series canon. And I go, I think there's why, you know. So he and I did a whole nerd.
I get just like, hey, save it for the podcast.
Yeah. Because I was rewatching, I think, Captain America.
Uh-huh.
And I started to talk about. They sort of, the MCU, if you think about it, they start to break their own time travel. And then the minute I go time travel, they're not traveling in time. They're traveling through dimensions and alternate.
All right. Well, Tony, I got to tell you right now, we just had a computer glitch. So I don't know what all it got of you talking. I think it captured my voice perfectly.
That's really all that matters. Well, you know, it's the Disney powers to be. I started talking about how Marvel broke their own timeline rules, and the computer, a signal from somewhere came in and said, no, you don't get to talk about that.
I think the signal came from far off in the galaxy, somewhere near Pluto.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Anyway,
hey,
so
is,
yeah,
we is glitched. Pluto a dog?
Yeah. So's Goofy.
Is Goofy? One of them, I thought I saw here a while back that one of them isn't actually a dog.
Oh.
One of them's like a cow or something like
oh,
that.
No. Oh, no. Well, I know that there is a cow in the Mickey Mouse universe, if you will.
That is completely.
I forget her name, but she looks just like Goofy.
Yeah, that's like, I think Goofy is not supposed to be a dog. Or I don't know. Sorry. Completely non sequitur. Thank you, TikTok.
Right. There you go again. Anyway, so you know what? We got to wrap up things. We're at work, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Well, we're in the Nerd Up podcast studio, which just happens to be in the back room of the radio station.
Yeah, and it's on a Sunday, so it's like we're really not at work. We're just at the building.
Yeah, we're at the building.
Yeah. So, but we need to get on with our Sunday. I'm going to Effingham. I'm going to go see my grandkids.
Oh, cool.
And actually, we're taking one grandkid that lives here with us to Effingham to see the other two grandkids. And so it's just going to be a big fiasco.
It's a grandkid-a-palooza.
There you go, yeah. And I will not change a diaper. I guarantee you that much.
Oh, you got to change them grandbaby
nope.
diapies.
I've done. They're at the age now where it stinks.
I got to hang out with my granddaughter Saturday, and she gifted me with a spectacular diapy, so yeah. I got to, you know, every once in a while she likes to put Grandpa through his paces and make sure he still knows how to do some of this stuff.
Well, see, I figured out that with enough, with my wife as the grandma, she seems to want to take over anyway. Well, anytime it's a little baby doing something, she goes, oh, look how cute he is. Yeah, he's filling his diaper.
Yeah, but what's coming out of him and not cute.
Yeah.
More power to you.
And so she'll take him off. So.
When you go to hang out with him, you just make the deal. I'll take care of what we put in. You take care of what comes out.
There you go. That's a nice. Oh yeah.
I think that's it's an equitable division of responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I cooked, you clean.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
I agree. That's exactly it. I'll cook, you clean.
All right.
Well, that's where I'm going to be headed, and I'm sure I'm going to be having some fun. And I love the. You know what? There's one thing I just got to say, and I haven't said it. I love the name Effingham. One comedian came through town, and he said, Effingham. He goes, you guys just really love your ham. That's some good effing ham right there. So, but anyway, it's like, what kind of cool name is that?
Damn it.
It's in the center of the U.S.
You've broken it now.
You want some effing ham?
Now, that's, you do this stuff to me. Now, that's all I'm going to hear. That's all I'm going to think about. It hadn't occurred to the 13-year-old in me up to this point. This is a
you can go get
Creedence
pork products.
Clearwater Revival. There's a bathroom on the right kind of situation. And
I'm just fixing you is what I am.
Holy moly.
Well, just know that you can get great pork products there. So Effingham
is
awesome.
How is it that Effingham has not doubled down on that idea?
I don't know. They should. They really should.
Like the official meat of the city is ham.
It's got to be.
I think.
Well, it's like a friend of mine has a radio station, WFNB. And I'm like, oh, dude, you got to play with that. We're the F and B, and have your mascot be a B.
Yeah.
We're the F and B. Effingham should have taken the same.
I would love to have our radio station's call letters be WWTF.
Yes.
Because.
That would be fun.
Because we need to be.
Because I'm all about poking at the FCC just a little bit.
Just enough to say, I didn't do it.
I didn't do anything.
All right, so let's wrap up this podcast. Okay, so in summary, Marvel killing it.
Yeah, all hail Marvel.
Yeah,
can't wait for Dune.
Dune's coming out. Let's see, Venom. It's not yet, but we're hoping soon to be a Marvel property.
I'm gonna go. I think we can call it a Marvel property.
Okay.
I think Marvel has enough to do with it, and it's only a matter of time poor Marvel just buys Sony outright.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so.
It says we're tired of playing with your ball. It's now our ball. So
that
go away.
Would that mean that Marvel would run Sony PlayStation 2?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. It just, eventually the mouse is going to own everything I love, and it's only a matter of time.
So let Amazon have MGM.
Yeah, let Amazon have MGM, because Disney owns
all the rest
of it.
That's right.
And Jeff Bezos may be the only one who has enough money to not sell to Disney.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you know.
Right. I mean, he's got money to go in space, so,
Yeah, and his giant penis rocket.
I saw a thing today with Elon Musk just launched his, I think they're going to the space station, aren't they?
I know he just recently, I think they just splashed back down the first civilian
people
into space.
And they went into actually orbit rather than just...
they went actually... Because Jeff Bezos, not technically an astronaut, even though he's been to low Earth. He's been to space. He wasn't far enough into space to be considered an astronaut. You have to go into at least low Earth orbit or something like that.
So meantime, Branson with his Virgin space travels are, you know, so, ha-ha, I went further.
Yeah.
and of course, Elon Musk said, hold my beer.
Right.
So
Elon Musk is like, I'm already building tunnels on Mars.
Yeah. Probably is, too.
We're fine.
So, I just saw where I knew that they just launched, and I knew they were going to actually spend some time in space. I mean, like, any day now. We're going to get that. We're going to invent that warp engine, and the Starfleet's going
to
come visit us.
Yeah, honest to God, as a Star Trek fan, I look at some of this stuff and I go, if time travel was real, Gene Roddenberry was a time traveler.
Yeah, but he didn't warn us about 2020.
It's because he wasn't allowed to, or the computers would revolt.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
That's like the time machine from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
If you set it to 2020, it just bursts into flames.
Oh, I understand that now. All right, well, let's cut this podcast before. Again, you and I do this every day. We just sit here and talk about stuff, and then ever so often we just happen to be recording, like
yeah,
right now.
Exactly. You'll walk into the studio, and I'll be like, dude, did you see the new trailer? Oh. We didn't even talk about The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, for our next episode of the Nerd Up Podcast, be listening for The Matrix.
We'll talk about that one. So, yeah, let's call it in because we could go on forever when we don't need to. So that's another Nerd Up Podcast. Don't forget, subscribe, let all your friends know, let them know that they can get it anywhere they get their podcasts. Buy a shirt from us just go to nerduppodcast.com. I got the links there. And, just have fun with us, please.
Absolutely.
We love having fun
with
you.
Support the Nerd Up Podcast.
Yeah. And you know, if you just want to donate some money, we'll take that too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. If somebody out there wants to cut us a big fat check, we'd love, or a little skinny check, either way.
Yeah.
We're
skinny,
fine with
big.
It.
Yeah. So, but I do love the fact that I saw one time only, someone wearing a Nerd Up Podcast t-shirt at a convention.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, finally. Yeah. But that was only one time, and it's been years ago. So. When we first launched them.
And it was your mom.
Well, yeah. You weren't supposed to say that. So, all right. Well, let's end this fiasco. Let's go home and do whatever. And in the meantime, like we say at the end of every episode, stay nerdy.
Nerd up.